Hello, hello, lovelies. Hello, beloveds. Welcome to the last week of the month and also of the year. How are you feeling? Especially we just, you know, celebrated the Christmas and we're about to enter the new year portal, which is what this forecast is really geared towards. So I hope you're ready. So first of all, happy new year. Happy new year. And I want you to just take a little time to just close your eyes and connect with yourself. And I want you to imagine who you were January of this year. All the dreams that you had, all the goals that you wished to accomplish. How excited you were, or maybe you weren't as excited. It's okay. Just whatever state you were in, envision yourself there. And then try to envision yourself, fast forward to the mid of the year, so June, July. Who were you then? What had you accomplished so far? What were you still hoping to accomplish? What changed in your life? What changed within you? And now bring your awareness to this very moment, who you are now. And I want you to notice how much you've changed. I want you to bring into your awareness what you've accomplished, the goals that you were able to create, bring into fruition, the ones you weren't able to. And I want you to know whatever you did was enough. You did your best. You did your best. Anything else though you wished you were able to do, but you didn't, let it go. It is done. Let it go. And then celebrate the things that you did accomplish. Some of the goals you didn't even envision, and yet you accomplished it. I want you to celebrate the person you have become. This moment, because I can assure you, that's not who you were in January. This is a beautiful time for you to let go of the goals and the to-do list, the things that you were hoping that the goals that you were hoping that you would hit. Just let it go. What you've done so far is more than enough. It wasn't an easy journey for any of us this year. You made it, and that alone you need to celebrate. See, I think this is why I love the new year. You know, New Year's Eve, New Year. One of the things that I used to do, this was like the times when I used to go out and dance the night away, you know, New Year's Eve. I would be in the club, and they were counting down, I would go into ritual mode, you know, like I'm in the center where everyone is excited and they're counting down, and I would begin to call in the light into my body, and I'll be the anchor of the light in the club. And as they were counting down, I would envision that light getting bigger and bigger and bigger and so big. And when it reached, you know, 12, where the new year rang in, that ball of light would explode, and each person in the club and beyond would receive a shower of light. And I loved doing that. And then the next step came where I would have my intentions in mind as we were counting down in that beautiful bubble of light. Because here's the thing, when you're in a place where there's a lot of people gathered and they're all excited and counting, like that's a lot of energy right there. And I would harness that energy and use that to support my intentions. And I would ask my friends who came with me to do the same thing. And as we're counting down the energy, I mean, it was palpable. It gets stronger and more powerful and more powerful. And when it was, you know, midnight, you know, we would release it either to the heavens or to Mother Earth. And then we'll dance and celebrate before we left the club. And now the ritual looks different. where actually I love to be in prayer. I love to be in contemplation and quiet. One of the rituals that I do now, which is more quiet, I will light a candle. And I'll just, if I can, I'll do four candles, you know, to represent the four corners. And I'll sit in the center and I would go back in time, you know, January, just like what I walked you guys through, mid-year, and then to the present moment. I would let go of the past and be content with how far I came, all the things that I accomplished. I would let go of the goals that I wasn't able to accomplish. And I would check in to see if there were some of the goals and intentions that want to move forward into the new year. I would move into my body and allow my body to release anything that is ready to go. Anything that no longer benefits me, anything that doesn't need to enter the new year. And I would call in the violet flame. I would call in Archangel Michael to help me to cut the cords, burn away the past baggages, right? To set me free so I can feel as light as possible entering the new year. And then I would tune into my heart and enter into that core light within my heart. And allow, in this space, I would journey into my future self, the part of me in the new year. And I would watch her live her life. I would ask her questions. What is important to her? What does she hope to accomplish? What makes her excited? Because that would give me a clue as to what it is, where I need to put my energy, what I need to prioritize. And she would show me. And sometimes it's like a couple of things, just, you know, two or three things that she would show me, and it would make the whole difference the entire year. Or sometimes it's just one thing that she would just have me focus on, and it would set the tone for the entire year. And then from there, I would step into gratitude and prayer, asking the divine and my guides, my beautiful team of light, to move in front of me and make this new year the best year ever, and to clear the path for me. I would call in my new allies, because each year comes with its own allies, my own team that come to support me, because each year's energy is asking us, is inviting us to be a different level of us. And that brings in its own team. And so I invite them and I welcome them into my life, and I see them begin to emerge. And depending on what the energy is like, what I'm being called to do, I will envision the door to the new year. As then this one I would do, especially as I get closer to midnight, I would envision the door and I'll just sit in front of the door and watch it open. Sometimes when I envision it, the door is completely open, right? It's like I'm already ready to enter. And sometimes I'm already in the energy of the new year. And sometimes it just kind of opens slowly for me. It depends on the energy of the year, where I am, that whole thing. So each of us will have a different experience there. And there's no wrong here, okay? There's no such thing as it has to look this way, it has to be wide open. Eventually it will open for you. So I'll just sit in front of the door and just breathe in the light that is pouring out of this new year door. And as I get to midnight, I don't even set a clock. It's just like a knowing, right? And I can also see the door open. The door will open all the way to the point where that door just completely disappears. It's just like pure light all around me, the light of the new year all around me. And from this place of the void, which it feels more, I mean, it's like all white light. It's just a space of potential. Instead of me moving in and saying, this is what I want, I move in and then say, what is mine to receive this year? And I allow the unlimited possibilities to come through and show me what is possible. what is ready to be created, what is ready to be manifested, what is ready to be experienced. This is soul level manifestation. This is the type of manifestation that happens like that. When you're in sync with the flow of your own wisdom, your own inner wisdom, your light. And so I just sit in this place of new energy, infinite possibilities in this light. And I begin to notice the images that come in, how I feel, the inspiration. Anything that comes in. And then when I'm done, I go into gratitude, thanking my new guides for stepping through, my core guides for still being here with me, thanking the Divine Father above, Divine Mother below. Just dropping into my heart. Usually at this point, I'm in tears because there's so much coming through. And as I'm doing this with you, I hope you're doing this with me. And I invite you to come back and listen to this process. Or listen to this process. And then on New Year's Eve, between 11 p.m. to midnight, if you're able to stay up. If you're not, just find a time in the evening before you go to bed and do this. At this point, I'm usually in tears because there's so much coming through. I just thank all my guides who come through, all the infinite possibilities that is ready to open up for me. And even if you don't see anything, this is what I walk people through in my end of year ceremony, something similar like that. Is that usually it will come in a way, so either like a frequency, so like a color, a sound, or feeling. Those are more powerful than having a specific thing that comes through. So afterwards, you know, I go into gratitude. I thank all my divine guides. I make sure that I anchor that energy, all that I received through my roots into the earth. Opening my channel so there's an inflow of light from the heart of the Divine Father moving through my heart to the heart of the Divine Mother, and I'm the bridge connecting those two, and I feel that energy just pulsing through me and pulsing outward. And when I'm done, I blow out my candles, and I go to bed. And I wake up the next morning feeling new, ready to walk the new year, its energies, its invitations. And the beauty of this process is that it makes a difference because I don't enter a new year wondering what the heck I'm supposed to do or writing a whole list of things that I don't even know if I want to manifest or not. I enter the new year with confidence, knowing exactly what my path is. I enter the new year with clarity, with grace, with hope. Just with this inner knowing, because I am in tune and aligned and in flow. Not just with my own sacred wisdom, my higher self, my soul's path, but in collaboration with the energy of the new year. And that's a winning place to be. I've done this for many years. And each year it gets better and better and better. And now I get to teach others how to do this. And even go beyond that to gain more clarity on the invitations, the unique invitations for each person who comes in to work with me in this capacity. So the first step, if you, after listening to this, you're like, oh, I want to dive into this, come and join me for the end of year ceremony. That's the first step. And then from there, after the ceremony, I will share with you two ways that you can move forward in that knowing, in that anchoring, you know, feeling confident through the year. Because it's not just the tools that I use, that is not just spiritual, intangible tools, it's also physical tools that I bring to you. We create a compass that leads you through the year and a map that tells you month by month what to expect, who you're being invited to become, what your challenges would be, and what tools you have to break through the challenges. Yeah. So find the link below if you're feeling called to come join us. I love what I do because each year I see people just running around like, you know, with your heads cut off, trying to make the new year feel better and special and just something different. And usually by March, April, they're in the same boat as they used to be, same energy. And I don't want you to be there. I want you to be like my clients who are excelling each year and excited to be in the energy of the new year and actually create the experiences and the changes and manifest in collaboration with the universe and their own soul. It is an amazing place to be. And I love teaching this to more people. I want more people to enter the new year feeling great, not just wishing that something better happens, but knowing that something better is meant to happen. So, this week's energy forecast is different. I didn't even know how it would come through until I did it. This, you know, the exercise that I walked you through at the beginning, come back, listen to it, and then do it. Practice. That will shift something for you entering into the new year. If you really, really want to shift, then come to the end of year ceremony. And then from there, I'll share with you two powerful ways that you can truly make things happen this year in a way that you've never experienced before. So this week is all about, I see us being on this train and we go through certain tunnels that requires us to let go of things that cannot enter the new year. Let go of shame, let go of guilt, let go of the goals and the intentions that did not come to fruition. Let go of the self-punishment for not getting to do every single thing on your list. Let go of the heaviness. There's another tunnel that allows you to just simply grieve, because each time we end the cycle, we have to make space for the letting go, which is the grieving of the old self. That is leaving, making space for what is new to come through in the new year. So that tunnel allows you to simply just be with you, acknowledge yourself, your journey, reflect on you. And then the next tunnel is just a tunnel of pure, I'm saying this violet flame just pouring through. It's like purification, the tunnel of purification. And it burns away anything and all things that need to go. And as we all emerge from that purification tunnel, we're in this white outfit, just illuminating the purest light you can imagine. And in front of us is this beautiful, massive portal of light, which is the new year. And we're getting ready to enter. That's this week. It's a very powerful week. And if you understand how to work with it, this is what makes the new year different. and more delicious and yummy and excited. So usually with the Goddess Energy Forecast, I'll pull three cards and you choose this. This week is just one card because it is one portal that we're all entering. Our experiences are all unique, but it is one portal. And I will be using the Gateway of Light activation card deck. And the question that I ask is, what is the gateway we're entering through? And the card is just simply beautiful. Are you ready? Merkaba activation. Here's the card that we received. And this card is about transcendence, ascension. And it says, you are rising up. How powerful is this gateway that we're entering through? And it is true. I've been talking about 2023 for a while and how that energy is so different from what we've experienced that we're really being required to slow the heck down. And remember, we move into Mercury retrograde this week too, which will really make sure that we do slow down before we enter into the new year. So let's see what this card has in store for us, shall we? Let's see here. All right. So a little bit about the card. Merkaba and Merkaba are ancient Egyptian and Hebrew words relating to the ascension process of the soul. The Hebrew Merkaba or Merkava means chariot or vehicle. That's so interesting because my card for this month is the chariot. And it's most commonly associated with the prophet Ezekiel's vision of angels traveling on or in spears of light. In ancient Egyptian, Mer means light, Ka means spirit, Ba means body. When these three words are put together, the idea is that light engulfs the spirit and body, and there's an opportunity to rise up. Remember that visualization of the train? As we're going through the three tunnels, what happens there, especially the last tunnel with the violet flame, right? The symbol of the Merkaba is the star tetrahedron, which is this symbol right here, right? If you can see, there you go. The eight-pointed star is simply the three-dimensional extension of a hexagram, a symbol that is strongly associated with the Hebrew and Egyptian mystery schools. In modern spirituality, the Merkaba is acknowledged as the light body or vehicle that we can activate for the ascension process. It has been said that it is surrounded by an eight-pointed star tetrahedron. And when we are aligned on a spiritual level, the star spins at great speed, creating a sphere of unbreakable light around us. This sphere of light can help us move between the dimensions. While we are having a human experience, it creates a portal into the divine matrix so that we can connect with guidance and walk the path of light. So place one hand on your heart and the other on the space just above the pubic bone. So this will be your womb. And breathe. Now send your breath down to the earth. Send your breath up to the heavens and then chant Merkaba. Let's do this again. Merkaba. One more. Merkaba. You can do this as many times as you feel. If you need to do more, feel free to pause the video here, continue until you're done, and then press play again to continue. When you feel you've chanted enough, go ahead and visualize or psychically see a spinning sphere of light surrounding your body and be open to wisdom coming through. You are engulfed in light. What a perfect card to take us through this portal of 2023, this 7 year that is about spirituality, our visions, inspirations, connecting to spirit, connecting to the divine, connecting to our own inner world. So here's the message with this card. You are raising your vibration and becoming magnetic to the presence and wisdom of light. You are in a space of ascension. The ascension process isn't about leaving this incarnation or a dimension, but about finding harmony within it. All of the attention, love, and care you have been given to your body are supporting your spiritual growth and journey. A powerful gateway of light is surrounding you now, allowing you to connect with the divine matrix of ancient wisdom. It's important for you to be aware of the information, energy, and downloads you are receiving, for all that's coming through is supporting your expansion. You are moving up a level. It is time to fly. Perfect card for us to enter into 2023. I mean, it's the card of 2023. It is beautiful and it's so perfect. Thank you. Thank you, guides. This goddess energy forecast will be one of those that you come back to listen to throughout the week until we enter the new year. And even, yeah, until we enter the new year. I hope, if anything, that you open up, that you're curious as to what wants to come through for you in this new year. But most importantly, allow yourself to slow down this week and really listen, see, observe, be curious. What is coming through this week to guide you into the portal of 2023. I would like to hear from you how this resonated with you, but most importantly, I would love to see you in my end of year ceremony. I would love to be in ceremony with you to end this year and to enter the new year more excited, more powerfully, with clarity. I love you so much. I want to end with this prayer, which also goes perfectly with this card. You know, like I you can never plan this. It just, everything comes together beautifully. So just close your eyes and receive. Beloved, I am presence bright. Round us, seal your tube of light. From ascended master flame, called forth and now in God's own name. Let it keep our bodies, our minds, our beings clean from all discord sent to us. Let it keep our energies free from all discord sent to us. We are now calling forth violet fire to blaze and transmute all desires, keeping on in freedom's name, till we are one with the violet flame. Violet fire, thy love divine, blaze within these minds, these hearts, these bodies, these lives of ours, these dreams of ours. Thou art mercy forever true. Keep us always in tune with you. Almighty I am. Almighty I am. Almighty I am. So be it, and so it is. From my heart to yours, I hope to see you at the end of year ceremony. Go ahead and register, and I will see you soon. Happy New Year. Bye, everyone.